Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. In August 1776, Admiral Richard Howe and his brother, General Sir William Howe, decided to teach the young and rebellious American colonies a lesson in how to wage war. George Washington, who had moved his army to New York when the British abandoned Boston, knew the British intended to take the city, but he didn't know how they'd go about it. Leaving garrisons in Manhattan and along the Hudson, he had sent 8,000 men across the East River to fortify Brooklyn Heights. His positions were strong, but when the sun rose on August 22nd, the East River was white with British sails. Admiral Howe had arrived with the largest armada ever seen in the Western Hemisphere. The admiral gave a signal. A lone cannon boomed, and 1,000 oars dipped into the water. Waves of barges carrying the first of his brother's 20,000 men glided smoothly toward the beach at Gravesend on Long Island. Not knowing how many British had landed, or where they intended to strike, Washington sent 3,000 men to form a line in front of the forts on Brooklyn Heights. The line ran from the river eastward, across the woods and fields, and lightly blocked all the passes and roads that led to his position. Stationed near the shore road on the East River were a superbly uniformed and drilled regiment from Delaware and 400 men of Colonel William Smallwood's Maryland Brigade. The Marylanders were the sons of wealthy Baltimore merchants, lawyers, and planters who had flocked to the colors and marched up to New York in July. Because of their drill and handsome uniforms, they were known as the Dandy Fifth Regiment, and Washington counted them among the best troops he had. But General Sir William Howe had first-rate soldiers, too, and a lot more of them. In no time, one of his generals spotted a way to get between Washington's forts and the advance line he'd sent to block the roads. On the night of August 26th, several thousand British and Hessians circled eastward around the American line. The next morning, while the British battalions moved up the shore road from Gravesend toward Brooklyn Heights, this flanking force charged swiftly and silently from the east and slashed through the American rear. Those Americans who stood and fought were cut down, some as they tried to surrender. As the Continental lines collapsed and survivors fled toward the East River, American General William Alexander Stirling beheld a disaster in the making. The British juggernaut had already reached a large stone house next to his army's only escape route. Stirling called upon the 400 young men of the Dandy Fifth Regiment to charge the house and more than 2,000 British and Hessian regulars assembling there. Despite the long odds, the Marylanders started forward and almost took the house before intense fire drove them back. Undaunted, they regrouped and charged again. While their countrymen frantically ran down the road behind them to safety, and the British brought up more men and cannons, the Marylanders attacked a third and then a fourth time. Twice they drove the British back, but with each assault they grew weaker. After the sixth and final charge, 256 of them lay dead. Most of the rest were wounded or taken prisoner. Only Major Mordecai Gist and 9 others ever made it back to American lines. Looking down from the fortified heights at the men who were sacrificing themselves in an effort to save his army, George Washington muttered, "What brave men I must lose this day." Even the British, who heartily despised all Americans, were impressed. For a while, they were remembered and celebrated. Maryland Confederates tried to resurrect a Maryland line during the Civil War, and a monument to the 400, designed by Stanford White and erected in Brooklyn's Prospect Park, was dedicated in 1895. But the past, someone said, is a foreign country, and in the 21st century, long-ago wars and lost battles mean little. What we should understand, though, is that without the courage of some brave young men from this state in 1776, George Washington might have lost his army, and the American Revolution might well be known today as a minor revolt against the British Empire that was quickly put down on Long Island.